Hello and welcome to our podcast, Inspire with Mel. And today's episode is all about believing in yourself. We will explore why self-belief is so important. And here's Ms. Denny to share to us some positive reminders.
Hello, beautiful people. This is Denny. And today, allow me to send you positive vibes and also remind you just how wonderful you are. Especially in this world that is designed to make us feel inferior, insecure, and anxious in so many ways. Allow me to share a verse from the Bible in Psalms 139 verses 13 to 14. It says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." First, let's talk about the beauty standards that are impossible to meet. You have to have certain features, certain amount of weight, of course, the right complexion. In short, there are qualifications to be considered the standard of beauty. More so with the influence of social media, where we can now see the highlighted reels of other people's lives and then tend to compare it to our own seemingly bland behind the scenes, which sometimes can be frustrating. We can also see how wickedness and evil run rampant in this generation. Anxiety and depression are very real and one of the reasons why some people commit to ending their lives. Many people are chasing money disregarding their own sanity. So the issues above, if we allow it all to consume us, it will greatly affect the way we view ourselves, even disrupt our peace. Now, I would like to bring you back to the basic. The source of real joy and the anchor of our Christian life is the Word of God. Fearfully and wonderfully made in other version means that God made us wonderfully complex. Which means you and I, we are both marvelous and distinct from the creation of everything else. You knit me together in my mother's womb means that you are not a product of randomness. You were not born out of random thought and purpose. Instead, you were formed for a specific reason in the Lord's mind. You are God's omnipotent handiwork. You are a product of His very power. In fact, He knows every little detail about you, from the tiny cells of your body to the very hairs of your head. That is why you shouldn't be too concerned about what others think. Otherwise, you might fall into the spirit of intimidation. There are many things about you, your scars, your flaws, your imperfections, as well as your sharp mind, your unique beauty, your passion. They all come together and it makes you, you, the wonderful you. So whenever you experience anxiety, depression, self-pity, or you feel that you're not good enough, talk to yourself in the mirror every day. Empower yourself in the Lord. You have to anchor yourself more in God, your Creator. Put on the overcoat of love because you are loved the same way during your best days and your worst days. So let nothing and no one make you feel small and defeated. Have faith in God as you start your day, and I believe you can make it. Have a blessed day.
Wow, your wisdom and insights have enlightened us all, Ms. Denny. Thanks a million. As we wrap up today's topic, just always remember, keep believing yourselves, keep striving, and be proud of who you are. The power to believe in yourself lies within you. And take note, you were formed for a specific purpose. You are His masterpiece. This has been Inspire with Mel. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, stay positive and love yourself.